Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The genetic editing of plants to contain edible vaccines is well underway. Work is being done with bananas, potatoes, tomatoes, lettuce, rice, wheat, soybeans, and corn. Companies like Medicago are using gene editing to turn plants into mini bioreactors.
Medicago's manufacturing facility looks like a nursery, but inside these plants, they're growing a new kind of vaccine. The technology is called a virus-like particle.
At Medicago, we use a careful step-by-step process to develop vaccines, using our plants as mini bioreactors. We start with the gene sequence, or code, of a virus. We then use our technology to synthesize the virus code into a real biological product. The code contains genetic instructions that our plants can read, and we insert it into bacteria called Agrobacterium tumefaciens. We submerge the plants in a bath with the bacteria that carries the information into the plant cells. And using a vacuum, we suck out the air between the plant cells and replace it with the liquid. The plants absorb it like a sponge. At the end of their bacterial bath, we return our plants to a carefully controlled greenhouse to let them get on with their natural growing business for at least 4 days. Now the plants will start producing the most important ingredient of our vaccines, virus-like particles.
Gene editing is now officially in our meat industry. Lobbyists for the cattlemen and pork associations in several states have confirmed that they will be using the mRNA COVID vaccines on their livestock. Attorney Tom Renz has been warning that there is no law requiring anyone to give informed consent for vaccine food. There are no laws requiring anyone to tell you the food you are buying has been vaxxed with the spike protein clot shot. The UK recently passed into law the Genetic Technology Precision Breeding Bill. The bill amends the Environmental Protection Act of 1990 to exclude references to precision bred organisms so far as they relate to marketing. Precision bred organism is another term for gene edited. So now in the UK, food that's been gene edited can be legally marketed as non-GMO. And if this UK gene-edited meat makes its way to America, it can be labeled non-GMO here as well. And so long as it's butchered in America, it can be labeled product of USA. The fake alternative meat being pushed by Bill Gates and others is made of immortal cell lines. In other words, cancerous tumor cells. Real meat is being blamed for climate change. And a recent independent study suggests that most of our meat is already contaminated. Using infrared spectroscopy and electron microscopy, Dr. Anna Maria Mialcia has been studying the blood of the vaxxed and the unvaxxed for over a year now. And at first, she was finding the same contamination in only the blood of the vaxxed, a contamination that she describes as ribbon-like structures, much like the mysterious blood clots being found by coroners. But lately she's been finding these ribbon-like structures in the blood of the unvaxxed as well. By measuring the frequency of one of these mysterious rubbery blood clots, Dr. David Jennigan has developed a way of detecting the same frequency in the vaxxed. Recently, he's found this unique frequency in the meat being sold in his local grocery store, and asked Dr. Mialcia to confirm his findings. Her microscopy showed that the blood samples taken from products in the grocery store were all contaminated with the similar ribbon-like structures found in the blood of the vaxxed. Most of the meat in the grocery store is from overseas, and if we want to eat uncontaminated meat, we'll have to start buying direct from farms in America that still produce all natural organic protein and take back control of our democidal government. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Could not be a more important article. It's at band.video. I'll have it posted on the live show feed at InfoWars.com. American farmers are being injecting livestock with mRNA shots this month. Does nothing to help the cows. Doesn't do anything except poison you. This is total war. This is Joseph May. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
I saw a report we aired yesterday where a top scientist said if Hitler had figured out how to have done everything covertly, what they're doing now, he'd have won. And Hitler was super evil and a horrible person, but he is a lightweight. Like Floyd Mayweather compared to Mike Tyson as prime. There's not even a comparison to the new world order we got today to what we were dealing with before. But if we wake up, it's mind war, and see it, it's game over. Its power is that it's hidden. Its power is that it's somewhat cloaked. And that's why they have to censor us, is because the truth will set us free. Now, I'm not going to go into his pedigree, but Larry Pinkney is an amazing person, one of the founding members of the Black Panther Party that really sought to bring people together and stand up and empower communities and was anti-racist. The new Black Panther Party is just a black KKK group funded by the left. We all know that. But he's one of the best read researchers and authors out there. He's been a former political prisoner, so he knows what President Trump and Roger Stone and myself are facing. They're trying to put me in jail right now, too. Black activist WG.org, and he's been on my show for 20 years and never once plugged his book or plugged his site or plugged what he did. I wish this guy had big sponsors. I wish this guy had millions of dollars to form an organization and go out. He does interviews all the time, but our best people, like our prophets, like the Bible says, a prophet's not known in his own country, don't get the support they need. And he didn't ask for it today, but I just felt led by the Holy Spirit. I mean that, to ask for support for Larry Pinkney, Black Activist WG.org. He has a little link there you got to find it to make a donation. And he's there taking care of family and so much where he lives. But we really appreciate him joining us. I love Larry Pinkney. And we're all in this together. So, Larry, you want to get into the political assassination of Trump and the five evil tactics they're using. I want to talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has a beautiful soul, and who they murdered his father when he was one of the primaries. And it means so much to me that he's throwing his hat in. And it's the time for the men and women to stand at this point. And you better be heard now, folks. There's no more time later. You better stand up now. That doesn't mean go out and be violent. Doesn't mean you got all the answers. But you got to pray. You got to get engaged. You got to speak out. And all of us together, many hands make light work. But my spirit, Larry, feels, and I can see it politically, not just spiritually, not at a gut level, but also they're launching all these attacks. They're doing all these evil things. They're doing all these things that are unpopular. The only way they get away with it is false flags. And I feel in my gut they're preparing massive terror attacks to blame the loyal American opposition, the Make America Great Again movement. And Trump's not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But the movement is beautiful and is unifying and is the opposite of racist. And that's why you've got triple the number of blacks and Hispanics voting for Trump that were before. The system is scared. They know they're dying. So as negative as things are, brother, I don't know your view. I respect your view on here, but I believe we're winning. I see we're winning, but that's why we're at such a dangerous point, because the enemy is so dangerous right now. So as negative as all this is, I want to give people hope that our ancestors have come through so much together. We've made so many changes. We've come so far, and they are trying to dump all that in the toilet, and it's not going to work. So I love you, brother. I'm going to try to shut up, give you the floor to go through all this stuff, my friend, Larry Pinckney.
My brother, first and foremost, as always, you know that I love you. You know that it is an honor and a privilege to be interviewed, to be supportive of InfoWar. I want to give my greetings, my love, and my strength as well to the entire crew. I always try to make that point because it's very important. I want to give my greetings and love and strength to Owen, to Harrison, to Daria, to Darren McGreen, to Kellen. It's an endless list, and I want every last one of you all to know that you are deeply appreciated and needed. Now, having said that, I want to, if I may, Brother Alex, move quickly into a couple of areas that I hope people will pay close attention to. One, I want to begin with the 5 points of what I consider to be the 5 points, the 5 signs, the 5 tools that the Democrat, in collusion with the deep state, in fact, the leadership of the Democrat Party is part of the deep state, but in any event, number one, and not necessarily in this order, but here's the first one, censorship. Surprise, surprise, as Gomer Powell would say. I'm sure you're not surprised. Heavy censorship. Number two, instilling fear in the people. The people should not be in fear. We everyday ordinary black, white, brown, red, and yellow people, citizens of this country, should not be in fear. If anything, it's the government, okay, be in fear for their wrongdoing. Number three, disinformation. We get it constantly, constant disinformation from this diabolical, lamestream, despicable so-called mainstream media. We don't have a mainstream media in this country. All we have is a propaganda machine media in this country. Number four, distraction. Oh, yes, they'll do it. When I say they, the Democrats and deep state, and by the way, that includes rhino Republicans. Let us make no mistake about that. But distraction is a tactic that they constantly employ. They utilize this to try and keep us off center, off balance. Number five, false flag. Alex, you just mentioned that earlier. False flags. Now, you good brothers and sisters out there, you put these five elements, if you will, any way you want. But under these 5 topics, I think you will find virtually every kind of tool that they use. They pull from their diabolical box. So the other thing I want to quickly move into, because I know time is of the essence, is the political, or what I refer to as the political assassination of President Donald J. Trump. Okay? It's an assassination. Or let me put it this way. It is an attempted assassination. That's what the deep state is all about. Politically discrediting and economically and politically assassinating President Trump. Okay? Nothing about Hunter Biden. Nothing about Hillary Clinton. Nothing about these terrible, terrible people who do and have done and continue to be protected, but who do and have done diabolical actions against not just President Trump, but against you, brothers and sisters, and me against the people of this republic. We must be aware of those things. We are now entering a phase of what I call COINTELPRO on steroids. In other words, COINTELPRO 2.0, where they frame you, they discredit you, okay? They imprison you.
And by the way, you're an expert on that, even in congressional hearings. You're one of the main targets of this, so you're an expert on this.
Yes, I do know, unfortunately, from direct personal experience. But I also know that if we stand together, Alex, as you said, they want us to lose hope. We will not lose hope. And not only will we not lose hope, we will get even stronger. They have used the divide and conquer, tactic against us for years now. Enough of this. Any differences that we have, we will settle between ourselves. And this is what it's all about. We're going to come together. We're going to get our republic back. We're going to get it back because we have to for this republic and indeed for the entire world.
Larry Pinkney, you're on fire as always, particularly today. Stay with us, my friend.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Transgenderism, the open borders, the collapse of the dollar, the cutting off the energy. But the good news is, despite their attempt with Obama betraying his pledge to create unification, create division for divide and conquer, we see the polls in reality show people perceive racism as worse than ever, but people are more together than ever when it comes to wanting freedom and believing in America. So, Larry Pinney, we're getting into the political assassination of Trump. I believe that this is going to fail. I believe they're going to try to assassinate him, which is a historical reality to deal with. Look at Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running that killed his dad when he was winning the primary. So can you speak to the political assassination of President Trump?
Thank you, my brother. The political assassination of President Trump has long been in the making. Okay, let's remember, Russiagate 1, Russiagate 2, et cetera, et cetera. I use those as examples. All of this was about politically assassinating President Trump. And I pray to God that he is not physically assassinated. I pray to God. All right? But politically, this is why I refer to what I call COINTELPRO on steroids, the counterintelligence program to frame, discredit, imprison, and in many cases to murder. Okay?
And we got plenty of time, sir. This is a historic thing. It's illegal. It's admitted. I interviewed the head of the program who apologized for what he did to Martin Luther King before he died when he was dying of cancer. So it's a very real thing. Frank Church Committee hearing. Describe what it is, because like you said, it's on steroids. It's not 2.0. It's like 10.0.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm glad you said that, because you're precisely correct. Okay? The COINTELPRO was a program that was set up by the U.S. government, and the aim of COINTELPRO, and please, I hope my brothers and sisters out there will listen closely, because COINTELPRO still goes on. I don't care what name they might call it. The aim of COINTELPRO, okay, was to, number one, to discredit you, two, to frame you, three, to imprison you, and four, in many cases, to outright murder you. And of course, what did they say? Oh, well, this is for the good of our country. No, it was a part of the destruction, the hollowing out of our country. And this is what we're in. You're right, Alec. It's actually COINTELPRO 10.0. When people say, and think of this, brothers and sisters, when people say, but we have a democracy. Bull crap. What we have is a subversion and hypocrisy of democracy. I repeat, we have a subversion and hypocrisy of democracy. And this is what this is all about. Now, the assassination, political assassination of Donald J. Trump, of all of the essentially the political enemies of the deep state. And by the way, I Alex, please let me cut off for a minute and just say I commend you for that incredible informative interview that you did with Scott Ritter, former UN chief inspector, chief of inspectors, who was very, very influential ensuring that there were no WMDs.
He's an amazing person. His presence in person is even more. He's a great man.
Great. And I thank you. I thank you for that. I watched it and rewatched it, and I'm sure I'm going to be watching it again. Anyway, getting back to what I've been trying to get across, we have, and I'm just going to be blunt about it, we have a sadistically senile so-called president, all right? A part of a sadistic system. And I'm not exaggerating. You know it's true. So what do we do? When I say you, I mean all of you out there. And if there are folks out there that don't like what I'm saying, tough. Because you too are on the grinder. You might think you're down with it now, but in due time, if you don't stand up, you'll just be plain down. All right? So we are dealing with de facto.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt you because I want to hear what you have to say. You have the floor, and I love you. But, yeah, what about people that serve the system and think they're getting away with it because they're working with the man? They are the biggest idiots ever.
They are. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, I was looking at some international programs, right? And there's an adage or saying now that goes something, and I'm paraphrasing, that goes something like, they don't know if it's worse to be an ally of the U.S. or an enemy. In other words, working for a country that really hates its own people and other people throughout the globe and saying that we are allies. Wow, think about that. What's the expression that with friends like that, who needs enemies? And that's what I would say to people who are working with the system. They know they are. They know they are. Okay? They somehow think they will be spared. No, they will be among the first to go. Believe me. I've seen it before.
That's right. The globalists are setting up the people that are doing this right now.
That's right. That's right. And that's always been their game plan. That's what they do. As I'm going to use the expression that people I'm sure have heard many times, but these folks are useful idiots. And it's time for them to wake the freak up and stop being useful idiots. We're dealing with de facto fascism. And I don't use the word fascism lightly, believe me. All right? We are dealing with de facto fascism. I'll give you an example of what I mean. When the sadistic, hypocritical, Ku Klux Klan-loving Joe Biden said, and I quote, "You ain't black if you don't vote for me," unquote. What was that? That was a fascistic statement, a statement that you would expect to hear from Benito Mussolini or from Adolf Hitler, etc. Okay? So let's understand this. And it wasn't just about black people. Let me tell you, it was about dehumanizing and vilifying anyone of any color who did not agree with what? Joe Biden or the deep state Democrat. We've got to understand this. We must understand it. And if we understand it, then we can effectively deal with it. And let me be clear. I'm not talking about violence. Let me repeat that. I'm not talking about violence because they are the violent one. All right? Straight out of the book titled Reveille for Radicals, Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Straight out of that book where he says, make sure to the left, make sure you blame them, the people, for everything that you're doing.
Stay there, Larry Pinckney is incredible. Stay there, Larry. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, a historian and author, a former political prisoner, Larry Pinckney is our guest. BlackActivistWG.org, great friend of mine. Well, my favorite guest. Larry, I want you to continue for the rest of the hour and have the floor and talk about the waterfront. But you agreed with me when you came on 30 minutes ago that we are winning. And I know you wouldn't just agree with me and agree with me. I want you to elaborate on that, because as serious and scary as things are, I want people to know that the real indicators are not just here but worldwide, humanity's waking up. And I'll say it, the American Empire is evil. It's exploited us. It's enslaved us. I'll talk about that more in a moment. But Saudi Arabia's leader said, I don't care about the U.S. I'm going with China and Russia. Everybody's leaving the dollar. As bad as that is, at some point, somebody's got to call the bluff of the people pushing World War III. And so, folks need to know, though, the deep state's not going to give up now. They're going to double down. So I want you to speak to, like, a football coach or, like, Steve Madden, once he wasn't a coach. You're up there in the box at the Super Bowl. You're calling the game at halftime. How'd the game go in the first half? What do you think is about to happen in the next half? Because I want to get your 35,000-foot view.
What I think, my brother, what I know will happen in the second half is that we will double down. We, the people. How do I know that we are, in fact, winning? How do I know that? I know this because if we were not winning, they wouldn't be the deep state, the Democrats, the Rhino Republicans. They wouldn't be doubling down because there'd be no reason, no incentive, no motive for them to double down. We are not only winning, we are getting ready and in the process of what I call flipping the script. In other words, the narrative. The narrative is sort of like the Russiagate narrative. Oh, Trump is a Russian spy. These narratives are going to be flipped on their head by us. And the so-called media, what I call the propaganda machine, when I say media, I'm talking about the so-called mainstream media, all right? They are going to be, and in fact are being, exposed. Now, this is not happening by osmosis. This is a serious, serious political movement. And each and every one of you, all my brothers and sisters in that audience, are a part of this movement. They intend, what they want to do to us is to basically make us feel that we are alone. I've said this before. I will say it again. We are not alone. We are in the massive majority, and it's time for us to understand that and link up together and work together. And this is where our power lies. And you better damn well believe that the deep state knows this. So they're going to double down. And there's the proof right there that we are winning.
I agree. Let me add this point. Say Elon's good, bad, whatever. He sounds like Larry Pinkney or Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson now. He knows where it's going, whether he's good or bad. I don't want to be over-optimistic because I'm actually concerned what the deep state will do because they know they're losing. They are getting their asses kicked. I mean, it's all stuff we battled, you 40, 50 years ago, me in the last 29 years, that nobody knew. I read your stuff you wrote 30 years ago. It all came. You've been more visionary than I have been. It's all mainstream now. I mean, I don't think we recognize how far we've come.
That's true. And the fact is that we must make sure that everyone, or as many as possible, recognizes. We have struggled and struggled and struggled, but we're now reaching a line where there absolutely is no turning back. These deep state liars, these, I don't even want to go there. They want to kill us. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. They want to kill us mentally, spiritually, and physically. And once we understand that, then we know how to deal with these, and I'm going to use the S-C-U-M word, scum, because that is what they are. And we recognize them, what they're trying to do to our families, to our children, all right, to our loved ones. They only scum does that. And they do that in the name of democracy, which is, as I said, nothing more than a hypocrisy of democracy. That's what we're living in, a hypocrisy of democracy. So the more people wake up to that, and the more people resist that, and I mean seriously resist that, the stronger we become.
I was about to say, explain resistance. It's like jogging or hiking or lifting. As long as we keep resisting like the Vietnamese, we get stronger. We can't be stopped.
That's right. That's right. And resistance is not futile. Huh? It is not futile. I've heard the sci-fi expression, resistance is futile. To the contrary, resistance is essential. Resistance is the only thing that will, in fact, stop this outright repression. This, look, if you had told me, Alec, oh, even 10 years ago, even just 10 years ago, that we would reap in this country such a fascistic state, I would have scratched my head and said, I hope not. And I, you know, but the reality is we are in the thick of de facto.
But it's what you said. Fascism. We forced them to take the mask off. And what you just said, right. Resistance is victory.
That's right. Resistance is victory. And if we understand that, that in and of itself gives us that necessary strength to continue, to push, to continue. They have taken the mask off because they had no choice. And that's thanks to you, Alec, and so many others. And I give you your kudos, my brother. I give you your kudos. And I give the brothers and sisters out there who are listening to us, I give them their kudos. And I say, let's gird our hips. Let's reinvigorate ourselves. Let's fight for this republic.
So I agree. So it's like George Foreman and Muhammad Ali. It's evenly matched, but Muhammad Ali in the last couple rounds is winning. We have to know that this is time to, like, totally commit. How do we commit?
One of the things that we must do, and this may sound, I don't know how it will sound, I'll just say it. One of the things that we must do is we must not be afraid to speak out. Speak out! With each other. Do not be afraid. We must stop accepting. I saw an ad just a few minutes ago that you have out, that InfoWars has out, and the young man was saying, do not believe this television. Well, that's the whole point. Turn it off. Turn it off. Learn to live in such a way that you have a freedom to think. Think, for God's sake. All right? Be a critical thinker. Come together. Stop going for the ghost, as we used to say back in the day in the 60s. Stop going for the ghost. 99.9% of what the government tells you is a lie. I don't care how they wrap it. And once we understand that, we become invincible. And invincible we must become.
And I don't want to sit there and lie to the listeners. We're in deep trouble and the enemy's bad, but I got to be honest, we are kicking ass. All of you are kicking ass. I love you all. Yep. We are in an amazing moment. Larry Pinney, final segment, 11 minutes long. I want to give you the floor to talk about solutions, the world, any other topics you want to talk about, World War III, all of Larry Pinney. Everybody should go to blackactivistwg.org. He didn't ask for this, but, man, this guy needs support. He's been traveling the country. Go to that website, give me a donation, blackactivistwg.org. We'll be right back, final segment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At the end of the last hour, I heard a short minute-long clip of Hotep Jesus, very popular talk show host, businessman, talking about breaking with mainstream TV. And we all get that in this main audience, but new people are tuning in every minute. And you've really got to understand, you shouldn't watch it unless you know it's a weapon. Then you can watch it and analyze it. It's still very depressing. I would suggest watch independent media, share clips, do your own research, do that. But since Larry Pinkney mentioned it, here's the short Hotep Jesus clip.
Stop watching TV. You got to turn it off. There's nothing on that TV. The TV has been completely compromised. Everything that comes out of that TV has been compromised. The TV is for conscious folk only. If you are not conscious and you're not watching TV with a conscious mind, meaning you're not seeing the propaganda and agendas in your TV shows, in your TV content, in Netflix, whatever it is, put it down because you're probably being brainwashed. When you look at TV, you need to be able to pick it apart. Look at the shows you're watching and try to figure out what type of conditioning are they trying to promote? What type of conditioning are they pushing on my children? What type of conditioning are they pushing on my family? What's their agenda? Because there's an agenda in all these shows.
All right, so Larry Pinkney, I want to give you the floor in the final 10 minutes, but I want to just say this first. I respect your view. You're one of the people I really know is in the zeitgeist. You like to look forward and be positive. But let's talk about negative and then get into anything else we want to cover. If we don't defeat these people, it's pretty clear what they're going to do. I mean, this is genocidal. This is just If there was two globalists left in the room, they'd try to kill each other. I mean, we have a responsibility, but it's also we've been given consciousness and have been made alive by God. This is really what we're meant to do. This is our mission. And if we don't do it, then we're obsolete. What is the enemy going to do if we don't stand against him? And then how do we stand against him?
Well, first and foremost, yes, I totally concur with you, my brother. The enemy has but one thing to do, and that is to destroy. And I'm talking about, it's like the 5 points that I mentioned at the beginning of the segment. And that is, we have to, once we understand what we're up against and stop fooling ourselves and stop sticking our heads in the sand, then as difficult and dangerous as it may be, we can and will succeed. Now, this is not easy. Look at what they're doing to the people who were engaging in their constitutional rights on January 6th, huh? What happened to the Constitution? What happened? So I'm not sitting here trying to be Pollyanna, saying, oh, it's just fine. No, it is dangerous. It is hard. But guess what? It's going to get worse if we don't do something about it now, right now. So I want to be both positive and pragmatic. Positive, the two P's, positive and pragmatic. Pragmatically speaking, we have to know what we're up against. And these are, I keep saying this, people will probably shake their head and, he's going off on the deep end. But I keep saying it. We are dealing with 21st century de facto fascists. For crying out loud. I don't care how they decorate it. They are fascists. We don't have a democracy. Once we understand this,
it's a corporate alliance with government for consolidation and control, censorship and persecution. It's fascism.
That's fascism. That's exactly what fascism is. So once we understand it, but once we understand it, we have the incentive, no matter what, to make sure that we get ourselves out.
Because there's no way out but resisting. They're not going to go away. We don't have a choice.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's sort of like what's happening right now. We're moving second by second to nuclear holocaust. I did not say nuclear war. Because if there's a nuclear exchange, it won't be a war. It will be a planetary holocaust. And in the sense that we... Citizens of this republic are facing the same thing, parenthetically. We're facing the same thing. Only this Holocaust is a Holocaust prior to any nuclear, which God knows, I hope we don't. I hope we don't reach the point where we destroy our planet. All right? But I'm saying to everyone out there listening, we have already reached the point. That point, in a parenthetical sense, here in this republic, because that's all these demonic, diabolical, lying pieces of scum know. They know nothing else. So we must do everything we can, one, to stop the Holocaust that's happening right now and right here in this republic, and two, okay, to make sure that our planet, all right, is not led to nuclear holocaust by these blood-sucking lunatic liars. I mean, please, I'm asking you to stand up. Stand up while there's still time. And I want to commend and thank all of you, all right, who are doing this. Get others to do the same thing. Remind them that it's not just their lives at stake. It's the lives of their children, their grandchildren, their spouses.
Well, that's right. We're not just watching TV and responding to that. We are active. We are powerful. We have an effect on this world. Let me ask you this then. What would the world look like if the enemy has its way? I think you said it. Nuclear holocaust. They love death. They love destruction. It's like a moth to flame. And you go back to Trump. Say what you want about him. They hate him because they actually try to be the president and take the power from them. What is your advice to Trump?
My advice to Trump, first, let me salute President Trump. I don't necessarily agree with everything, but I don't necessarily, you know, I grow. We all evolve, all right? And I salute you, Mr. Trump. I salute you for all that you have done and what you have tried to do. You have my salutations for what it's worth. All right? My advice is to continue to fight, but to bring in as many people as you can. My advice is, and is as far as the whole COVID thing, come on, say what has to be said. Be honest about it. And I believe in my heart of hearts that you, Mr. Trump, are in a very basic sense, extremely honest, which is also one of the reasons that these fascists hate you. They hate you because you were going to take away, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said, you were going to take away their boogeyman, Russia. You were saying, wait a minute, whether we like each other or not, there's got to be a way that we can peacefully coexist. So what I say to you, Mr. Trump, President Trump, the real president, is keep on fighting, keep on struggling, keep on standing up. All right? They're going to attack you every way they can. But you're going to have such an army, and I'm not talking about violence.
No, I agree. That was my next question. I agree. He's stronger than ever. He's not backing down. Why would they make such a reckless move? What do you expect to happen now?
You know, at this point, I really, and I hate to say this, but I really would not be surprised if these deep state lunatics actually tried to physically move on President Trump.
I agree.
It wouldn't surprise me. I
well,
hope
they killed
God,
Kennedy, they killed Robert Kennedy Jr., they killed Martin Luther King, they killed Malcolm X. When they can't push right. a man to bow, they kill him.
Right. So, you know, and remember, it's all of us. Not just our, not just President Trump. It's all of us. So we will not allow that to happen. And God knows, I hope that President Trump continues strong. And
Let me ask this question. If they're dumb enough to kill him, what happens to him?
Oh, my God. All bets are off, my brother. All bets are off. Because these are desperate, desperate people. But you know what? You never want to bring about the rage and anger of the everyday ordinary people of this republic. You don't want to do that. So all bets are off, my brother. I hope it never happens.
Larry, you got to join us more than once every 6 months. Please come back on next week or in 2 weeks. We love you. BlackActivistWG.org. You read your great writings, your work there. People can support what you're doing there. BlackActivistWG.org. I love you, my friend. Thank you so much for your pure truth.
Thank you. I love you too, my brother.
You don't get any shredder than that. Larry Pinkney, a true American. The real deal, folks. That's what the show's all about, is the real deal. You only want authenticity. I hate Bill Gates, but he's authentic evil. Larry Pinkney's authentic good, and so are you, the listeners. All right, Jay Dyer is taking over. I'll do 5 more minutes before he takes over. That was a powerful hour. Millions just saw it and heard it, but it's only up to you to go to Bandai Video and share it once it's posted.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.